Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar, it's a big one today because we have a guest in studio. Our favorite anchorman of them all from WTTG Fox 5, it's Tony Perkins.
Woo-hoo! Oh, I love that you... How did you isolate that music?
I had to record the news for a week and a half because you love picking up cues.
Yeah, I think I usually talk over that.
Yeah, I think I had to wait for what I think was somebody filling in for you, not with quite the attention to detail. But hello, anyway, you were so kind. You knew that America, what is this, day 7 of the Robin Oscar show.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
And he said, would you like me to come in?
Yeah, guys, I heard Pokemon's taking all the attention.
So we are so sick of talking to the interns. So please, yes, won't you please come in? So Tony
is
here. We are so pleased to have you. And let us begin with a message from our dear leader.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike O'Mara. Please tell Tony Perkins that reports of my death have been greatly exaggerated. And I am truly, truly looking forward to rejoining my mates, Oscar and Rob, tomorrow on the Mike O'Mara Show. Now, I'm not sure how long I'm going to linger because, well, the bottom line is I underestimated exactly what this was going to be doing to my body. But I am on the road to recovery. I am feeling stronger every day, just like the Chicago song. And I'm looking forward to seeing the boys in studio. I miss them. And I want to tell you all about my wonderful journey to better health. That's right. I'll be returning to the Mike O'Mara Show tomorrow. Could be for one break, could be for two, could be for the whole show. It depends on how motivated I am and how good my hip feels. Sorry, that's the reality. But in any event, I wanted to pop in and see the guys before we took our legitimate summer break. So anyway, looking forward to it. And thank you to Rob and Oscar and all the folks for holding down the fort while I've been gone. And we'll see you tomorrow right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, here you are, my little cloudy dolly. Go get the hens and destroy an upstart.
Stop them! Blast them! Crash them!
I'll obliterate them.
Catchy tune, that. Can't seem to get it out of my head.
Well, shake it.
That's what we've been doing all night.
Oh?
Yeah, it was a great party.
And we brought back lots of lovely souvenirs. Here is the motor.
And I've got a little love.
And I've got a hole in my pocket.
A hole?
Well, half a hole anyway. I gave the rest to Jeremy.
What can he do with half a hole?
I fix it to keep his mind from wandering.
Hey, look at John, will you?
What's the matter, John, love? Blue meanies?
Newer and Blue Aminis have been sighted within the vicinity of this theatre. Oh. There's only one way to go out.
How's that?
Singing! One, two, three,
ah! It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
When Tony agreed to come in, I had to alter our whole program.
You love when I'm here, so you can play Beatles stuff.
I do, I love it.
I thought that was the Monkees.
Newer and Bluer meanies outside of this theater. Welcome, everybody, live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com, online, on the air, and on your mobile device. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. We just heard from him. Let's hear from him again.
So many people that listen to the Mike O'Mara Show are enjoying Warby Parker. If you hate getting new eyeglasses, the choices the hassle, the expense. Forget about it. Warby Parker is the answer. No more outrageously priced eyewear. Prescription glasses start at just $95, and that includes frames, lenses, and coating. Plus, choosing frames is convenient and easy. I will tell you something. Their free try-on program, their home try-on program, is one of the best in the business. You can try out 5 pairs for 5 days. All you have to do is go to warbyparker.com/TMOS, choose your 5 favorite styles, and they're shipped to you with no obligation. Then you have 5 days for family and friends to help you decide which frames are best for you. Warby Parker is your alternative to overpriced eyewear because there is no middleman. And the quality, well, I'm wearing it right now. It's incredible. Warby Parker sells directly to the customer. So whether you visit one of their 30 retail locations or you go to warbyparker.com/TMOS, you're going to get a great deal and the quality will blow you out of the water. Go to warbyparker.com/TMOS to pick out your 5 favorite frames and they'll ship them to you for free. That's warbyparker.com/TMOS to get started with a free home try-on kit. warbyparker.com/TMOS.
Thank you, Mike, and thank you, Tony Perkins, for coming in for us today. We do appreciate it so much.
It's got a hole in my pocket.
Do you feel like you're slumming when you walk in here in the middle of the day because you're going to go to a television studio soon?
Oh, no. Not at all. No, because I get up for this. This is fun. It's exciting.
Is the traffic fun?
Oh, my God. It was awful. I can't believe. Gary and I, we do our show in the afternoon and on the weekend. So.
Right.
Piece of cake getting here. I don't know why you guys do this so early in the day. I'm in rush hour traffic. It's awful.
Well, Mike likes to golf, but now Mike has a fake hip, so I don't know what's going on. I really don't.
But 9 a.m. works for Mike.
But when I got up today and had the extra hour of sleep, I told Matt this morning, I said, I feel positively human.
Right?
It was
like
great.
Like a new person.
Yes.
Like a new person.
10 years younger. It was fantastic. So you're not taking a day. You still have to go and deliver all the news and
stuff. After this, I will go deliver the news. Yes.
Fantastic.
Not the newspaper, but the news on TV.
Anything to make ends meet. Let me ask you a question. We've got the mailbag. We've got so much to get to today. But since we have Tony in here, I want to ask him, this has been a staggeringly legendary year for bad news.
Oh, it's been awful.
And as an anchorman and as the deliverer system, the conduit of all this bad news, do you ever just get totally dragged down? And you are such a... in real life, a positive, funny person.
Well,
how does it work for you?
I do get dragged down. And honestly, doing a show like this or doing our show on the weekends, it is a respite from all of that. It is, you know, I started doing all of this for fun. Now I need it. I really do need it because the news is so bad.
Right.
It is depressing. I was watching a couple of the promos that we do. At nighttime, coming up tonight at 10, blah,
right.
blah, 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 blah. And I was looking at a couple of those. I look so serious and so upset. And
yeah.
It's, you know, it's not, that's not really me. It's what most people see because they seem to be doing the news every night, but that's not really me.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a nice relief from that.
That's very cool.
And just really to give everybody some context, if you watch on Ustream, when you see Rob, that's really Rob. That's really who he is.
It is. It is. And I was wondering, as a news
every
guy,
bit unhealthy and happy.
That's right. Laughing, the smiling corpse.
As long as he's happy.
That's right. Right.
There is no sad clown here.
As so many, all of the news people that have to deal with all this stuff, do you think this is the reason the media has so incredibly embraced this Pokemon thing? Because as a rule... It's a happy story.
It is. Well, you're absolutely right. And here's the funny thing about the whole Pokemon Go thing.
Okay.
And I said this on the news last night. I'd never heard of this until Monday, and now I'm sure I've read 15 stories on Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
But yes, I think listen, the last couple of nights we've had Pokemon Go stories.
Yep.
We've had puppy stories. we had a girl who caught a big fish, and I think it's... Yeah, that made the news. And I think it's because...
Let's speak to your news director about the fish story.
Well, that's probably refreshing, right?
Yes, it is. And listen, I think people need it. I think you're inundated with the shootings and the divisiveness and people yelling at each other. You need a little relief.
Yeah, I suppose you do. Yeah, so it's very valid.
I agree. I agree.
All right, let us take a moment. We would not be doing our job if we didn't do this because it's really not about us. It's about you. This is our weekly mailbag, Tony.
It's all about you.
You.
It's all about
oh, God.
You.
You.
All the
It's not as much fun without Mike here.
Yeah,
to
well,
be
he
mad.
Can't even blow it off. Just continue going.
You. It's all about you. It's all about you.
This is really embarrassing. I'm sorry, Tony.
Every week
One
he does
time.
This. Is this the only lyric?
That's it. I thought I killed it.
For a while, I thought he was Eminem.
Fat Eminem.
This is actual mail?
Actual letters from actual people.
We're going to go to the post office. Pick up our mail.
That's right.
It is our mailbag. Now, tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Thursday, everybody. Happy birthday to Mandy Brendel of Reno, Nevada. Her husband, Jason, calls our show a blessing because it helped him through some really rough times this year. Happy birthday, Mandy, because you came and you gave without taking.
Oh, that's very
oh,
sweet.
Oh, Mandy. Luke Miller turned 17 yesterday. His father, Kevin, would like to wish him a happy birthday and would like to offer some words of wisdom. Get a job! And if Oscar could express the importance of having a job or six, that would be helpful as well.
Absolutely. Look, a friend, you're 17. You think the world's your oyster. It's not. You need to make some cash, some legal tender, all right? And that way you can take out the ladies in your life and they'll think you got something going on, not just in your pocket,
right,
but also in your mind.
Yeah. Okay. Jason Jackson of Rising Sun, Maryland, turned 18 this week. Congrats. You're old enough to buy cigarettes. 18 is cigarettes, right, Pony? You would
yeah,
know. Yeah, okay, good.
People write in for this, Tony.
Great advice.
They wait around for this. Hooray for Dan Cortez, not the guy from MTV.
Oh, yeah, MTV Sports.
Different guy. Dan Cortez enters his douchebag 30s this week. Mm. He's excited to be leaving his tumultuous 20s. Never heard that.
No.
Have fun, Dan, in Salt Lake City. Can you have fun in Salt Lake City?
No.
SLC Punk will say otherwise.
You can't even buy caffeinated soda there,
no,
right?
No, you can't.
Yeah.
Although, I remember hearing a story recently. It is, I think it's the porn capital
it
of
is.
The United States.
I didn't know that.
More people are watching porn in Salt Lake City
and
than
you can
any
have multiple
city.
Wives.
Let's schedule a trip.
Yeah.
Chris Johnston has just come through quadruple bypass surgery. Wow.
Oh.
And the good news is his doctor has cleared him, and now he can get back to listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I said, why would that be part of the problem? And this is a true story. He said the laughing was hurting his incision site.
Oh.
And the doctor said, you're not allowed to laugh hard.
Oh, my goodness.
And so now this week he's allowed to get back to
That's
listening
very
to
cool.
our show. So now we, along with his wife, two daughters, and his incredible network of friends, wish him all the best. Happy birthday, Chris.
Absolutely.
Mark Sherrard turned 44 on July 9th and still manages to keep it sassy.
Oh.
Mm. Really?
I think sassy.
Do guys keep it sassy?
No, I was going to say sassy's for a woman.
Yes.
I don't know. I think it's nice. There's a few people over at Channel 5 that keep it sassy.
Oh, yes,
That's
indeed.
Right. Jen Kozar turned 33 on July 10th. Her family loves her very much, and her sons have their father's eyes. Jake Hamm turned 28 this weekend and would love a greeting from the Georgetown Jerk.
Oh, my God. All right.
Do we spin for this, or is he just here?
Let's spin.
All right.
Just for fun.
Yeah, you see, Tony, yes. People don't just get what they want on this show.
No.
You have to actually drop a coin in the slot machine and see.
Money pit. Money pit. Money pit.
Hey! Very nice.
You got music? Oh, perfect. Mm. Did you see the Latino down the street is getting new floors? Why doesn't he restore them like we have? It's only $5,000 more. Buffy, the brown boy's getting new floors. Do you think he knows that you're supposed to ask the city?
Thank you, Georgetown Jerk. I like it. Georgetown Jerk. A lot of people don't know. Oscar came in today in full character.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Tim Allerby celebrated his birthday on July 11th and is now 52 years young. Hoo-ha!
Ooh.
Yeah. Let us begin with our vague letter of the week.
Oh.
This is a new award that I've awarded this week. Hi, Rob. I started listening to the show recently because of my boyfriend. He's been a fan of the show for a few years. Okay.
Oh, thanks.
I'd like to wish him a happy birthday for making us laugh, and we can't wait to see the November taping. Daria Hubchak. Okay. For the birthday greeting, really, the best thing is to include the guy's name.
Yes, that would be nice.
Nowhere in sight.
The thought was nice.
Was it?
Yes.
All right.
Well, you know, you don't like the letter that's complete.
I do. And you know what? I don't crave vagueness. I want specificity. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony Boy, this Friday, my husband, Frank Allgood, hey, it's all good, will enter the last year of his douchebag 30s. Since he loves watching old episodes of The Andy Griffith Show, could Barney Fife wish him a happy 39th birthday and tell him to S-A-D? Okay, we'll spin for that. Here's wishing Mike a speedy recovery, thank you, and hoping Schmotzker doesn't get in too much trouble for those permits. Sincerely, Janine Allgood from South Carolina. So let's spin. This is the Barney Fife slot machine.
This is the machine, Tony.
Yeah, okay. Single bullet, single bullet, single bullet. Okay, very good. It actually works. And you know what? It's sad. I don't have a door, so we just have to have Barney show up.
Okay.
Now listen, Allgood. When you're having trouble about getting into your douchebag 30s, you gotta nip it. Nip it in the bud. Come on by the jail. I'll let you in. And then you can S-A-D. Thank you. When Mike is not here, we go with what we can.
A celebrity-laden show.
Yeah, exactly. We love when Don...
Only the best.
If Don Knotts counts as a celebrity, sure, then why not? Hi, guys. I wanted to give a birthday shout-out to my boyfriend, Brandon. He just turned 29 on July 7th, 1 year to go till his douchebag 30s. He's a huge fan of the show and has a bonus show subscription and even mentioned TMOS when he bought his Sleep Number bed.
Cool.
That's awesome. Thank you. I learned that he had never had a birthday shout-out, so I feel it is my duty to request one for him since he is the one who introduced me to your show. I hope Mike's recovery goes well, and we look forward to seeing everyone at the show in November. Thanks, Emily Hollander. So can you do a shout-out for Brandon?
Yes. Brandon, listen, man. You got a good egg in your life. Make sure you beat up once in a while, all right? Happy birthday.
I withdraw the remark.
I object to the advice being given on this show.
Catch Tony Perkins on Channel 5 every night. Fellas, I've listened to you all since the Don and Mike show on WAVA. I listen and I love all of the More Network shows. I'm behind on the podcast because I save them up, so I have enough to listen to on my way to and from work. She goes from Myersville, Maryland to Bethesda every day.
Whoa.
She doesn't know when the traffic on 270 is going to be god-awful or just terrible. I guess those are the two choices. And she offers these advice for all of us. Oscar, don't always listen when someone, Rob, corrects your grammar because he's not always correct.
Oh.
And think for yourself about politics and congrats on your engagement.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Can I say something about 270?
Yes.
A study actually, I feel I'm playing the newsman role.
I love it.
There was a report this week, as a matter of fact, that the powers that be in Montgomery County, and I guess it goes out further than Montgomery County, they've been studying 270 and the traffic problems. Their official report says, we don't know what to do about it.
Oh my God.
That's what they came up with.
Wow.
How about widening it?
It's confusing.
Yeah, we
hope. There's all that green space on the left and right. What should we do?
The trees disoriented me. Technology corridor. My ass. Rob, keep doing what you do. I love the stories you tell and the music you play. Thank you. Pony, it's always good to hear from you. Keep talking.
He
does.
Boy, that was incredible.
Yeah.
That was the best advice yet.
You get.
Solid representation.
Hey, what do you think, Pony?
I said, aw.
I'm sure it was all.
You misquoted him.
And still better than what Oscar said. My birthday is this Saturday. I tell people who ask how old I am that I'm 17, even though I'm a bit older than that. I won't say how much more, but let's just say the Beatles' first 5 albums are older than me, but I had already started school when Aerosmith's first album was released.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so that's rock and roll arithmetic there. I would like to have Pony, Oscar, and Rob sing the traditional birthday song to me because I love them and they make me laugh. Thank you for all the laughs, guys. Love to all. Amy Pryor.
Cool.
So we can sing. Ready?
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
I don't know what to do.
Pryor.
Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Ponyboy. My box wife wanted new sheets, so I directed her towards the Boll & Branch ad on the TMOS homepage. She received bed sheets and pillowcases, and using your TMS promo code, TMOS promo code, we received them a few days later, and... Wow.
Nice.
Yes, they are really nice. It's like sleeping on clouds. In fact, they are so nice, we'll be ordering again using your code. Keep up the good work, and thank you for the funny. Jared and Brenda Pfeiffer of Deer Park, Washington.
I gotta get these sheets.
I know, they sound pretty dynamite. Yeah. Dear TMOS, my husband Ben Klein departs his douchebag 30s for the fall apart 40s next week. He recently agreed to uproot his life and move from Manassas to Seattle. It's a long way, where we bought an 85-year-old fixer-upper that has taken up every single weekend of the past 7 months.
I've been following their saga on Facebook because we're friends with all of them.
They've been beautiful work.
Holly and Ben, and they are so much handier than I will ever be.
Doesn't it make you feel bad?
Oh, I sit there, I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Really? You know, you put pavers down Really?
Not only are they handy, she's a marvelous artist. Uh-huh. So they just make you feel like crap.
Just getting mad at them.
Yeah, somebody give them a reality show already.
Stop being so good.
Needless to say, it hasn't all been sunshine and daisies, but we've made it through with a stronger partnership, and I'm looking forward to growing old together in our new life. But that's enough schmaltz, especially since he just came home, saw me on my phone, and asked if I was texting my boyfriend. What a jerk.
That went south very quickly.
Yeah, it did. So many moods in this letter. Can Oscar please give Ben a brief pep talk on keeping it tight as he turns 40?
Ben, look.
That's from Holly Klein.
Yeah, I feel like I know you because, A, we've done business with your wife, and B, we're friends on Facebook, that any woman that's going to put up with a vitrina, as you would call it, but more like, and vitrina in Spanish is more like a bookcase, right?
Okay.
But it's ornate. Ben gets to have one in his house with all his Transformers inside of them.
Wow.
Like, you got that, you got to keep it tight for Holly, man.
Yeah.
The 40s, well, you just want to get hammered and get that beer gut, just try to keep it a little tight. So a little tight.
He never grew up.
Yeah.
Never grew up.
Take up smoking.
It's true.
That and amphetamines, you'll be good to go.
And just take a random pill. See what happens.
Inside joke.
It is. Good afternoon, Rob. Hello. This Sunday is Pony Boy's birthday.
What? Nobody told me this.
Oh, Pony Boy.
And Mike and I. Oh, it's from the Swinging Hansons.
Ooh. Oh yeah, he has got this couple that he's always like the cuckold in, and he just hangs out and goes over and just watches them have sex. Tony,
what? I think that's I think that's
what
happens.
Just watch.
Oh, you're gonna have a good birthday.
That's some of that funny talk you heard about earlier in the mailbag. Mike and I wanted to send happy birthday wishes to him on the show. Also, we wanted to ask if you would play the Odd Couple Oscar song as a small gift to Matt, because we all know Oscar hates the song, and he's been a real jerk to Tony Boy this week. It would be good to make him squirm for a moment. Thanks for all the funny, and have a great day. Happy birthday, Matt. Here's one for you.
Once there was a man named Oscar. Oscar, Oscar, Oscar.
Oh, this is the worst.
He turned on his best friend. Oscar, Oscar,
getting
Oscar.
Getting nauseous.
Oscar.
Here's the best part.
Oscar, Oscar, Oscar.
Pony. Every year, you never tell us.
Yeah, and you don't have it on your Facebook page either.
It's a secret.
Why is it a secret?
Well, because there are so many websites out there that use your birthday as a means of identification.
All I want is a day. I just want more than 24 hours notice to buy you a bottle of gin. Is that asking too much?
Do something for you, man. Your family.
Yeah. I'll get a temporary tattoo each year on my forehead.
Okay.
Do we know how old you are? Are you willing to say that?
He's Benjamin Button. He just keeps on getting younger.
33.
Okay. Oh, very good.
That's nice.
That's a good age.
Solid age.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
Solid.
What do you say when you really don't care? That's a good age.
33. Double three.
There's Tony.
That's a good age.
What does that even mean?
Not committing. And finally.
You look so much older, son.
We have reached our and finally letter, which is this. I really like this one. And it reads, hi, guys. First of all, please forward my wishes to Mike for a speedy recovery. I think it is so nice that everyone
People
has said that
care.
To him. They really do.
Yes.
I also wanted Mike to know that positive energy and expecting the best is what will help him to the most speedy recovery and a successful recovery. When I had a heart attack 2 years ago, I wanted to be the nicest, most pleasant, helpful patient in the history of heart patients. All of the medical records I read after the fact began, quote, Mr. Kendall is a very pleasant 56-year-old male.
Aww.
That's really nice to have that in your medical records. On the contrary... Here's the turn. My boss, Gary, went through the same procedure the year prior to me. When we talked, Gary said, didn't you find all the nurses and doctors to be mean and argumentative? That time in the hospital was the most miserable time I ever had. Pony, get ready for this, all right? Mm-hmm. I have to apologize in advance. I said, no, Gary, quite the opposite. I was nice to them, and they did everything possible to help me make my stay as pleasant as possible. The trouble is, Gary, you're an asshole.
Whoa.
If Mike thinks positively and does what they ask within an expectation of a positive outcome, he'll recover quickly. If he acts like he did at the dentist, he'll have as much fun as Gary did.
Wow. Sage advice.
Here's the lesson. Don't be an asshole. Yeah. Mike. Yeah. I love you and only want all the best for my podcast friend, signed Mark A. Kendall. So thank you, Mark. Mm-hmm. That is our mailbag. We appreciate it.
Very good advice.
And I will say this to anyone who this week asked for an impression or something, we did postpone your letter because we wanted Mike to be able to do the impression for you. So if we didn't get to your letter this week, our apologies. It is coming in the near future.
Yeah, we don't do Charlie.
No, we certainly don't. We just do the Georgetown Jerk and Don Knotts.
Oh, I can do Ringo.
Oh!
See, that's what we should have
done. Next week's mailbag.
The all-Beatle mailbag. Tony, you're going to have to come in and do that one on your own, if that's cool. I don't
call it P.S. I love you.
We love it. All right, stick around, folks. When we come back, we hatched a plan yesterday about people knowing about anime.
Yes.
And I've got the results when we return. This is The Mike O'Mara Show.
Man, we've really been killing it on the More Network podcast. You were recently on Tony Perkins, man. You were hilarious.
Well, thank you. I think we did a good job on The Mike O'Mara Show itself.
We should probably try to target some of the other shows like Cake and Cookies, maybe Tech 411.
Yeah, how about Americast?
Good one, man.
All right.
Anyway.
Americast, is that even still on the network? Anyway, Rob and Joe Show, new episode every week. Please subscribe on iTunes, robandjoeshow.com.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
You know the Rob and Joe Show. That's the show that Carrie listens to, my wife. She thinks they're very funny. I do, too. I like this show, but Carrie likes Rob.
Do you know Joe Rob?
Yeah. Can you introduce me to Joe Robinson? Why, yes. Yes, I can.
Do those guys come into the same studio as you?
Yes. That question drives me up the wall.
Is he dreamy? You know who else loves Rob and Joe is Mike.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike O'Mara. Let me tell you something about myself. I've been around a while, and I remember when cameras and phones were two separate things, okay? Well, the way we take pictures has changed. Everybody takes pictures now with their phones, but the way we frame them hasn't until now. Framebridge.com is the easy new way to frame the things you love, like the picture I have of my son that's in my office looking at me every day. You can do it with a pic on your phone or a poster or fine artwork, anything. Framebridge makes it easy and affordable. All you have to do is go to framebridge.com and pick out a frame you like, or let a designer help you choose. You can even preview your art in its frame before you buy. Safely ship your art to Framebridge in a prepaid package, or simply upload your picture on the Framebridge site or app. You can even upload directly from Instagram. You'll get your framed picture in days, not weeks or months, delivered right to your door, ready to hang, and the hardware on the back of it is better than anything I've seen in any frame store anywhere. Instead of paying hundreds at the framing store, Framebridge prices start at $39 and all shipping is free. Plus, Framebridge offers a happiness guarantee because meeting your expectations is as important as meeting their own. Right now, if you go to framebridge.com and use the promo code TMOS, you will save an additional 15% off your first order. Remember, it's gift-giving season, and you can give somebody the gift of a beautiful framed picture from Framebridge.com and TMOS. That's 15% off your first order at Framebridge.com, promo code TMOS.
Their stuff is absolutely beautiful, so make sure you check it out. We are, as we said earlier, joined in studio today by Tony Perkins, and it's, you know, really sort of a coincidence. We didn't plan it because of this, but a very big weekend for your show, right? Episode number?
Yes, 100.
Yay!
We're doing the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein, the landmark 100th episode, and boy, we have booked some amazing, oh, that's right, we couldn't book anybody. But it's a good show. It's a good episode.
I knew that it was a big show when the teaser clip you guys sent featured Rob Ford. I said, isn't that the show? Used to have like Beatles on it and Oscar winners.
Sugar Ray Leonard was on there.
Now it's down to Rob Ford.
Now it's Rob Ford. But we do have a teaser clip. This show, I believe, will drop on Saturday.
Drops
right?
on Saturday, yes. So, and it gets off to a rollicking start, as they all do.
It is a fun show. You know, I honestly listen every week. I love
Must
the show.
Listen.
And I'll keep the schmaltz brief, but it's such a source of pride for all of us to have you be a part of our network. So thank you.
Absolutely.
It is thrilling for me to be a part of the network, as you know. When you guys offered the opportunity, I was floored, and you guys have been so amazingly supportive and helpful through this whole thing. thank you so much. We love doing it.
It's our pleasure, man.
All right, this is what you will hear when you listen to the show this weekend.
Lethal Weapon, they've turned into a TV
series.
With, I think, Damon Wayans, and it's like the old movies. What were their names, Rob?
Donnie Glover was a black guy?
Donnie Glover, yes.
Donnie.
And Mel Gibson.
Donnie? Yeah. You don't mean Danny?
Danny.
Danny Glover.
I mean, should I go along with your wrong names?
No, I would have.
Or should I correct?
Donnie Glover.
No, it was Donnie Glover and Mike Gibson. So far, this show is going great.
This is a terrible 100th episode.
What a horrible beginning.
Donnie Glover and Mike Gibson.
Yeah,
and
in the movie Legal Weapon.
We're not the brightest guys.
No, but you have a good time, and that's important. As we said yesterday,
awesome.
Behind the scenes, it's always nice that Rob Ford brings a thin slice of Manassas to every episode.
Oh, yeah. Like, he can't help it.
That's why we love him.
Oh, he's awesome. All right. We talked yesterday, and I actually asked Tony about this a little bit before the show. Does he have any familiarity with the world of anime? Mm-hmm. And you said?
Well, I do.
Whoa.
Yes, a little bit. I know it's a particular, it's Japanese.
Yes.
It's animation.
Yes.
A lot of quirky stuff going on. But, robots.
Some
and,
call it quirky, some call it illegal.
Or deviant.
Yeah, or deviant, yeah.
But tentacle porn. But the...
Well, that is deviant, but...
Tony, I was doing a news story once, and I saw a tab. I thought it was about octopus.
I was clearly mistaken.
Sean told me, clear my browsing history. Yeah. It's the rule at Channel 5.
You'd think the filter at work would have picked that up.
But we got into a little bit of a, it was the best day to do it because in studio yesterday was Mac and Adrian and, as always, Pony.
Yes.
And they were telling us how anime is almost mainstream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were saying that it's, the craze is, they likened to the Beatles phenomena. They were so high on it.
I don't remember that.
They were so high. Like,
he's painting in broad strokes.
Everybody knows anime.
Yeah,
just like everybody knows Ringo.
Yeah. And you see, here's what I countered with is that Oscar and I, although we focus on different spheres of it, we're pretty up on pop culture.
Yes.
And if something is in the mainstream
or hot,
we know about it.
Yes.
And that's sort of what we do. And Max said, you could send someone
ask
down.
10 people.
And you'll get a 70% return.
Yeah, 70. So he went as high as 80.
So our
I said, you know, that would be 8 of the 10 people, right?
Yeah.
You know that math.
So our new star intern, Matt Dodson, actually listened to the podcast and said, instead of doing a Man on the Street live tomorrow, let me pre-record it, and that way we can get
on
more
his
coverage.
Own, he did this, Tony.
Good for that is that's how you get ahead,
right?
As an intern,
yes. That's
right. Thank you, boys.
And so he,
you're actually on the vertical curve, right?
Right.
And then Max flatlined, like Max completely flatlined,
and it's really bad when you're flat from where he started. That chart would never be on USA Today. So, Matt, where did you go to gather subjects? You did not come to the District of Columbia.
I went to two places in Leesburg, Virginia, where I live. I went to a public park area and the lobby of the library next to the public park. And then I went to a popular shopping center in Leesburg that includes the Cobb Movie Theater that Rob frequents.
Yes.
And Wegmans and a couple
which
restaurants.
Which I do not. I do not frequent Wegmans.
Do not allege that.
Were you by yourself?
I was with two people. When I went to the public park, I brought along my 8-year-old sister, Bridget, as a production assistant because I was babysitting when I got the idea.
This kid, I'm telling you.
So I said,
pay attention, people. This is how you do it.
I said, Bridget, get in the car. I'm going to buy you a Slurpee. We have to go to the park. And dragged her around in the 107 heat index. And then when I went to the shopping center, I brought along my girlfriend because we had already made plans to hang out. And I said, I have to do something for work. Let's go hang out by Wegmans, and you can
awesome.
Look pretty while I interview people.
Yeah, can I ask two questions?
Yeah, as a newsman, I'm curious about the process.
Methodology is important. Number one, your girlfriend and your little sister, did either of them dress as anime characters?
Oh, great question.
That is a good question.
Neither of them are into that scene.
Okay.
What are they into? Show me pictures.
Stop it.
Your girlfriend.
Okay,
your
girlfriend. Okay, your girlfriend.
Thank you.
And
could have been
just to clarify. Yeah.
Did you ask people of a variety of age ranges?
I was shooting for both men and women and a variety of age ranges.
Gotcha. Okay.
Now, he has some analysis that he's going to offer after the piece.
Great. Okay.
Because what we have here. Oh, start the.
Someone's actually doing something on this show. This is awesome.
It's like I came into the wrong room.
Blown away.
Start the annoying anime music. Okay. And so now we will hear the results. He's edited them and compressed them for time.
Perfect.
All right. So here is Matt on the Street, anime on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you know what anime is?
No, not really.
No, I don't know.
No.
I have no idea.
No.
No.
I think I do.
I do.
Yes.
I do, yes.
Yep, I definitely know what anime is.
Yeah, yes, do. I do.
I do. Yes, unfortunately.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Of course.
Kinda.
Can you explain anime to me?
It's a Japanese animation.
Animated?
It's like a Japanese cartoon?
Japanese sort of like comic art thing.
Japanese cartoons?
Cartoon characters, mainly Japanese big eyes.
Cartoons.
It's like animation.
It's like cartoons. But like Chinese cartoons.
Japanese.
Cartoons. Maybe Japan or the Asian area.
Japanese interpretation of art cartoons, but usually have like more adult meaning.
It's like Japanese cartoons.
Basically cartoons from Japan.
Cartoons, but more mature, I guess.
Cartoonish drawings
on TV.
Japanese cartoon art comic books.
A lot of artists get together and make cartoons out of different plots.
Respectfully decline to expand on that. Could you name a specific anime?
Totoro.
Death Note.
I know Attack on Titan.
DBZ.
Whoa. Which is?
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z.
Pokemon.
Pokemon?
Pokemon.
Pokemon?
Well, I guess Pokemon is anime.
Naruto.
Naruto. Whoa. And Pokemon.
I like the guy who DMs. What is he? DBZ.
DBZ.
DBZ, man.
Wow. DBZ. So actually, that was probably a bigger return than I expected, but what would you say is the analysis percentage-wise? Who knew about anime and who didn't?
About 50-50.
Okay, but still not what Mac predicted.
Yeah, but I stand corrected. I said 20%, maybe 10%, I think, went on the record.
Yeah.
I'm pretty impressed with how many knew it. And could name specific characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually had I had a lot of listeners write and say, you know, your Pokemon is anime. And I said,
yes.
Oh, that, right. That's right.
And I didn't realize that, in a way, my son follows anime because he has watched every episode of, as he loves when I say this, Naruto, but he calls it Naruto, which
I
is
Naruto. I thought that was a type of massage, like an adult massage.
Well, I'm into that. That's where we
right?
Am
I wrong?
Sounds good to me.
This girl's covered in jelly.
Now I'm watching.
I thought I had the wrong website. I'm like, oh, this is new.
You heard one of the clips in the description. One of the guys said, I'd rather not expand on that when I asked him if he could explain anime, and I'm convinced that he thought that it was adult content exclusively.
That's
what
a lot
of people
thought.
Do. Yeah. A lot of people think that.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Why
but
do you
some
think
of
it has
is.
That reputation?
Some of it definitely is, but I mean, it's just like, you know, movies. I mean, there are adult movies, there are kids movies, there's mainstream movies, action, comedy, there's everything. It's a whole
But it has
medium.
A reputation that precedes it.
It does.
Why do the people's gut that they don't know enough about, I guess, the art form? Why do they think immediately, like I did, this is a deviant adult side of animation?
I think because back in the 90s, before you had online streaming and you could actually get tons of the content here, everything came over on DVD. And it was really, you had
an
a small
underground
handful.
Market?
No. I mean, it was in stores.
With pixelized genitals?
Yeah, well, yes, they do that.
But so true. I never understood that.
I don't either.
Wait. So it's a cartoon genital and then pixelated?
Yes.
No, Tony, you are such a nice guy. The fact that you're in the studio, honestly, like,
it's really a great thing.
And you're really slumming.
I can't believe this.
I'm serious. I don't know.
The type of person you're doing a show with right now, Rob Spiewak.
And Oscar Santana.
And Fantana. We are so deviant that we know that there's a specific type of adult programming that if it comes from Japan, for some reason the culture does not allow the any genitals to be shown.
But so also, here's what I don't understand, and tell me if you agree.
Yeah.
There's only like maybe 9 pixelization boxes. There is no doubt what's going on.
Yeah.
No, never.
And what item is going where?
So I think
the vehicle and the destination are not blurred.
Right, that's right.
But it's really odd that they choose to pixelate.
These adult foreign films, they do not allow for that part or that act or that portion of the body to be shown, right? So you'll go through and be like, oh, this is like wild, right? You're like, this is interesting. And you're like, wait. Wait, I know what they're doing, Why is this even on the site? Yeah. What's up with all the pixels? But they're all from Japan.
Right, yeah. Right.
It would be like if you shot an American porn film in the valley in California and shot it normally, but just move the focus a quarter inch.
Yeah.
So it's absolutely there, but it's like, I need to clean the screen?
When Rob made that joke, right? The other deviant in the room was like, oh, yeah, I know that. And you're sitting there just like, nice Tony Perkins, professional Tony Perkins, like loves his family, is a happy person.
Can you believe at the beginning of this segment he was thanking us?
And I was like, that's really just going to show the ilk of people that you're with.
I apologize for the show and the network.
And ourselves.
I'm learning something. That's fantastic.
That's great.
So you think guys, did you know, culturally speaking?
So, Pony, you think it has to do with the fact that in the early days it had a bad reputation, but now that is so openly available, there's more, but that reputation, that sort of the smudge remains on the reputation.
Yeah, because most of what came over early on was like a handful of the most popular stuff, and there wasn't a ton, and then the rest was, you know, was hentai. It was the porn.
The adult
so it's
side.
Like, yeah. You got so much. Everyone always
settle
sees
down.
That
I know it's
first
exciting.
When they're looking for anime. It's just kind of the first thing that comes up a lot of times. So
yeah, because Google's just wrong. Because not everybody's searching for that and not what he's talking about.
In the anime world, do most of the anime creators, do they like hate Pokemon because he's the most popular? And of course, he's the, you know, kids like him. He's clean cut, no pixelated genitals.
Yeah.
And that's been our motto for years.
Shonen.
You know,
Pokemon now.
With 40% more?
Okay, so it's not Aeon Flux or one of these cool Dragon Ball Z cartoons. Pokemon is for kids, right?
Yeah. And so is Dragon Ball. But Aeon Flux, definitely not. But Aeon Flux is it's a good series. It was on MTV, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Classic. I don't think that they dislike the Pokemon type animes, but I think that they definitely, they put so much more time into animating. Like, they'll do 13 episodes in a season, where Pokemon will just do almost a new one every single week. So they just crank those out, but the other studios are
sure
so detailed.
The animation is absolutely gorgeous. Makes The Simpsons look like a Rembrandt.
To be fair, then, I was wrong.
We both were wrong.
Yeah, I feel we were wrong.
Big enough to admit that. And you know what the best thing about it is that we can admit we were wrong without having to actually do the Man on the Street piece.
Even
so thank
better.
You.
You're welcome.
Thank
Very
you, Matt.
Good
Job.
Work, Matt. We stick around. Oscar doesn't even realize that today is something of an anniversary. And I'll ask him about it when we return. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Yes, big fans of the Mike O'Mara Show, be advised. Today is something of an anniversary, and we'll discuss that after this.
Hey, you're busy, right? Yeah, I know you are. You're busy. You got to hire somebody. You know it's a pain. You want to find the best person, but you know it's such a hassle. Posting your job in one place isn't going to cut it. If you want to find the perfect hire every single time, you got to think big and be smart. You need to post all your jobs on all of the job sites, and now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to all the top job sites, even social media like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city for any industry nationwide. Just post once and then watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No more useless emails or bothersome phone calls to your office. ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen candidates, rate them, and then hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 800,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today. Free.
See, Mike's starting to sound like himself again.
Heads.
I love
We're
it.
Kicking in.
Speaking of which, how are you doing?
I don't feel that great. I got to be honest with you. I had a rough morning, and then before I left the house, I was in a hurry, and Shannon's in Mexico, but she's got all her pills. She breaks them up like you do, the Keep Me Alive pills, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
Thursday,
Friday.
Yeah, she's got an organizer.
Yeah, so she had left behind from her trip, and I said, I know she takes an allergy medicine, so I quickly eyeballed a pill, and as soon as I got to the station, I sat there, and I said, I'm feeling a little loopy. So I don't know exactly what's happening, but there's something happening.
What did it look like? You appear to be having a good time.
A little blue pill. Not the party in my pants. And I don't know why she would be taking that unless that was for someone else. but in general.
Well, dear, they were on sale.
Just had to get them.
Seemed
Costco.
A shame not to have them.
Yeah, right. So what I thought was an allergy medicine might be some sort of anxiety. I don't know what it is, but it's a wild ride, and this show has flown by.
Your eyes are a little... They're
dilated?
Bigger, yeah, they're bigger than normal.
They're not dinner plate yet, but we record a bonus show today, so let's see how we do.
Can't wait.
Nobody turn off your radio.
Ramping up.
Okay, so the reason that it's an anniversary, I didn't realize that the two corresponded. It's July 14th. I believe it's Bastille Day, which is the French national...
yes.
Everybody knows that.
It's their 4th of July.
4th of July. Of July. No,
French Independence Day.
Yes. It's the day the waiters run around.
But I love going. Yeah, they do.
They run around. With,
who does?
Yeah, waiters.
I don't know. Please, I don't know anything about
this. Well, it's how they do it in America.
It's
they
like
run
a
around.
Contest.
Yes. You run with a tray of with a bottle of wine on it. Mm-hmm. And you have to run. I don't know.
And if you
going.
Run into someone German, you surrender. It's a great ceremony.
World War II joke.
Yeah.
Hey, it was a big deal.
Remember WW2?
It was in all the papers.
Tonight on the news.
Yeah.
So I was looking over. I was looking.
World. Stop. War. Stop. Two. Stop. Joke. What are we doing?
One of my favorite things to do in the morning is to look on the On This Day feature of Facebook.
Very cool. That is very cool.
Because you can go back, and now that I've been on Facebook quite some time, I really can see a lot of things that have gone on this day in history.
Reminds me how happy I was.
Yes.
Right? I'm like, look at this kid.
Yeah.
Right? Barely anything in savings, like cutting his teeth in radio with his best friends, living the life. What happened?
It's great to roll down backwards and see pictures. And I go, look, fat, skinny, skinny, fat.
That's tough.
It's like the world's worst flip
Remember
book.
When you were this?
But today marks the 7th anniversary of the last broadcast of the Mike O'Mara Show on WJFK.
My God.
The one that we had to pre-record, I remember because we were going to vacation for 4th of July, we had to pre-record our closing that they aired on this day at the radio station.
Wow.
And it doesn't really seem like it's been 7 years. And I remember the day very clearly, and I won't go into great detail, but if you want to read the full story, check out the book Open Mic. And the audiobook Open Mic actually has audio from that broadcast. You can check
it
out.
Nice plug.
But the thing that I saw on the news feed that really, really made me laugh and smile is that night when we had, right after we had aired our goodbyes, I put a Star Wars quote up because I'm a total hack. And what I wrote on Facebook was, I felt a great disturbance in the force as if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror and were suddenly silenced. I feel something terrible has happened. Because it was really, when you get right down to it, we weren't blindsided, but it still felt like we were really kicked to the curb.
But we pivoted.
We did pivot, right? And here's why. Down about 100 comments down, a listener wrote, "If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine," which is something that Obi-Wan says at the end of Star Wars. And it made me think, thanks to Oscar and Mike and their foresight, we've turned the show into something better than it ever was.
Mm-hmm. This is the real Rob Spiewak, people. This is the guy that remembers that, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I remember that day. You know what? I was working at another job that day.
Yeah.
I remember that day going down. We did the show, and then the next day I said, either I'm going to go and work at a different station in the cluster,
right,
or I'm going to take control of my life. Mm-hmm. I felt that. I felt like, and I joke about this all the time, Tony, when you've been fired in radio as much as Chad and I have in the past, or you've killed enough stations to understand that the format just flips eventually, right?
Right.
When it happens to you, when you're young, and the first time it ever happened, I was 25.
Right.
It's soul crushing.
It is.
But what I believe we're able to do and we continue to do, and now we hear more and more people doing just in their general lives, is we took that opportunity and said, if we could do whatever we wanted in our lives,
what would be ideal?
What would be ideal? Mm-hmm. And we went after it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I really, if Mike was here, he'd back me up. And, you know, Tony has a, I don't know if everyone listening knows this, Tony has a tremendous radio background.
Oh, yeah.
He produced for Donnie Simpson. And he's quite a swell little disc jockey in his own right if you listen to his show.
American University.
But he got out while the getting was good. Mm-hmm. And we stuck it out till when radio really got rotten.
I remember when the Mike O'Mara show ended, I remember specifically thinking, all right, that's it. That's the end of this kind of radio. And they've driven all the talented people out. They don't understand what they're doing, they being the executives. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to save a buck and to be...
They homogenized.
Homogenized.
Safe, easy, and cheap.
Boring, boring. And I remember, because I didn't know what your plans were.
I didn't know what my plan was.
But I remember being really sad.
Yeah, it was sad.
Yeah.
It was a really heartbreaking thing. And I still, the network guaranteed 30 days of programming mm-hmm. for our affiliates. And so I actually was... I remained employed for another month before I got kicked. But they did fire me within an hour of submitting the last Best of show.
Wow.
They did not even let me go through the weekend.
Wow.
So to give you some perspective, and Tony, I think this is true, that the rise in these type of podcasts, right, and the popularity, thanks to Serial, that I think was really a benchmark moment for this type of a medium, has allowed, you know, the KCJJs of the world, I mean, Steve Bridges really had the foresight to say, this talent is out there.
Yep.
They're putting the show together. There's no reason why this shouldn't be on my air. And now you've got The Wave in Ocean City.
Right.
They really see it, and they're brave enough to understand that this programming is wanted somewhere, right?
Isn't that funny how you have to go through something like what you guys went through at the end there, and many other people went through as well, to get to this, which is really a much better situation.
Wonderful
you
situation.
You control it.
Yeah.
You know, you do whatever you want to do, and now you're starting to see that come back around.
Full circle.
Yeah, radio guys are like,
personality-driven radio.
Right. Because they are such an industry of followers. You know,
absolutely.
No one wants to blaze a trail.
Absolutely.
And that's where I have to thank Oscar for... No, seriously. You don't think Mike and I would have ended up here without you?
Yeah, I'm not comfortable taking that praise.
Well, no, certainly not as early in the podcast game as we did.
It was a team effort, but really, you know, I came from a fan perspective, and Tony, you may not have heard this, but when I went to Mike about his show, mm-hmm. it was more from a business perspective. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then as we worked together, I remember we were at Guitar Center, not 3 weeks later. And
buying
I was like,
bad microphones.
I said, I don't remember Bear going to Guitar Center. Like, I thought you had to buy... We had this big allure that a radio station needed to go to corporate, industrial,
yes. mm-hmm.
commercial grade right. equipment. Right. And I said, Mike, like, we're going to have to go to Guitar Center and get the best of what they have.
Right.
And it was not six iterations of a studio till we are now, right?
Right. right.
But I remember sitting there, I was like, man, like, we're really doing this.
Yeah.
And Mike's sweating a lot and he's mad.
To this day.
So find the equipment quick because he's starting to melt.
Suffice it to say,
true story. I was like,
he's like a snowman.
I said at that point, I came home. My brother was like, "How'd it go?" And I said, "I think Mike, like, he might have some sort of glandular problem."
But suffice to say,
he's just a big boy.
7 years later, we've all learned a lot more about each other. But I wish I had the listener's name. Whoever wrote that, you gave me such a warm feeling this morning. Because after a 7-year journey, we're so pleased to be here. And we really owe so much of it to the listeners. So thank you guys so much.
Yes.
All right. Moving on. One thing quick before we break and do the Oscarazzi.
Why don't we take off our shirts and hug each other?
Right now.
Well, Tony's like, I got to get out of here.
What is
guys,
this becoming? First anime, now this.
Get the pixels ready.
I don't.
I'll take some extra pixels, please.
Oscar mentioned that I have a pill organizer, which is true, and it's sad. But I took such great comfort that turned to sadness on Monday of this week. I laid out my pills for 2 weeks, mm-hmm. which I like to do.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Two weeks?
I lay them out for 2 weeks.
I could see like maybe a week.
Well, no, because, you know, there's several pills at play.
What are you doing that you're so busy that you can't
He's trying to save time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No.
Well, yeah, because I get up in the morning and then I've got, let me see, there's the multivitamin, there's the vitamin E.
Hold on. Let me tick these off. Okay. Count these. Go ahead, okay. Please.
The multivitamin.
Yes.
The vitamin E.
Yes.
There is an asthma medicine. Mm-hmm. There is an allergy medicine. There is a blood pressure medicine.
And statin?
No. It's what is it? Is
cholesterol?
Atenolol. It's called Atenolol.
Well, I used to take that.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's a great pill.
It made my heart race. I had to stop.
I thought that was me that was causing your heart race. Or was it the pixels? And because I had to declare myself colon healthy because when I lost my medical insurance,
yes.
I couldn't afford the pills anymore. Ooh. Now I'm just taking a probiotic, which is actually working out
too. Well. Yeah. Look what I've got with me, gentlemen.
Oh, look, you've got your pill organizer.
In my bag.
See, that's fantastic.
Yeah, but see, that pill organizer is of one of a healthy man. Mm-hmm. You've got one pill in each little slot.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
But Rob looks like he went to the vitamin shop.
But also, the beauty of it is if I lay out 2 weeks in advance and I know if I need a refill, that gives me 2 weeks to know that I'm going to have
smart.
To get a refill.
Yes. Okay.
But when I was clipping clothes, the little Sunday, Monday, click, yes. Tuesday, yeah. Click,
oh, you got
Wednesday,
the days?
Click. Yeah, you have to.
Hope I make it to Friday.
It's like an event calendar.
Yeah. I really, to be honest, I shouldn't even be buying green bananas. So it's... It really is an optimistic thing, but I felt so good about having 2 weeks of pills laid out, and I smiled, and I said, that's so sad. Why should that be something you look forward to?
Your win?
Yeah, I really feel I'm coming to really sort of just embrace the fact that I'm an old, failing person.
No, the sad part is that you've been so beaten up in life that just having one less thing to do, like go fill a script, mm-hmm. has made your day a little brighter.
It's, you know what? It's
that's
the small
not a
things.
Victory that you mm-hmm. should really like celebrate and be like, man, my wife hates me. My kids disrespect me.
Here's what's really sad.
Yeah.
Here's what's true, because you mentioned
this.
I shouldn't buy ripe bananas. So you have a week long thing.
Right.
At some point, hopefully, you know, 40 years from now, there's going to be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the pills taken, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, those pills remain there and will always remain
Until
your wife picks it up in one day and goes, couldn't make it through the week.
Oh,
Jesus.
No. A reminder. Yes.
What? You know what? Because I have to try to die on a Saturday.
Or it's affirmation after you pass.
Yeah.
Be like, no wonder he died. He was taking 10 of these. Each day.
Carrie doesn't care.
The lid doesn't even close on the Sunday.
She won't care. She'll be off somewhere selling microphones. She'll be saying, thank God he's gone. I can put a clock on
this.
The mantle.
I got this.
Who wants a jukebox?
I got a Star Wars memorabilia thing here.
Julia's selling your meds. Pops really left behind a stash.
Yeah. Laugh if you will, but when I die, you're going to lose your provider.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So Fantana needs a refill. If you
know. Oh, yeah. Got them hanging around.
Thank you.
And for a small honorarium, I'll put them in an organizer for you. I do think, and I don't remember when this
Tony,
was.
Tony, honestly, he has
had one.
One.
I do have one. It's right here with
it's
me.
It's a healthy man's
one. Yeah.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. there's not as many pills in there.
No, they're not.
No.
And
no.
He's also not at the point yet where if he runs out of blood pressure medicine, that's when he really needs
I
the
bet you that
medicine.
Pill, and I'm not going to get too into you, into your personal business, but is it like one of those Centrum Silvers?
Well, no. Listen, I used to take the GNC Mega Men 50.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it showed.
Yeah. Thank you very much. But someone
too much
recently,
muscle mass.
A young Korean woman.
Oh.
Hey now.
Recently told me about
Senorita
these pills.
Pixel.
Senorita Pixel. It's mixed. Mixed
I guess that wasn't probably the best title.
May Pixel.
May Pixel.
Senorita Pixel. These are supposed to be even better. There's liquid in here. I don't know what it is.
It looks delicious.
Yeah, but it's supposed to keep me young. So we'll see.
It's dark red. It's a
dark
red.
I just started taking it, so I'll let you know.
And you don't know what's in it?
It's ginseng.
Red ginseng.
Why do I feel like you went
fish oil.
Like I'm picturing a scene out of Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, jeez.
because he just said a young Korean. Where did you find this Korean woman?
I was in a specialty shop.
Yeah, and he had Tony. This is what happened. Massage Tony parlor. Doesn't want to tell you, but he had to fight his way to the top.
Of course,
that's where you get the pills.
That's right. That's right.
And for the lazy guys, you know, I can't win a fight. I'm back to the Centrum Silver.
Yeah. On the third floor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, like he really gave him 1-2, right? But Tony came out on top.
Well, God bless him with his magic red pill. He can fly.
Mm-hmm. That's what she told me. You'll be able to fly.
I don't even know why I prepped a show today. We didn't get to anything. Do you have Oscarazzi?
Yes, I do.
All right, we'll be back after this and figure out what's going on in the world. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Time to download the TMOS app. It's the easiest way to have access to all your favorite shows and characters on More Broadcasting, like Oscar Santana.
We don't need no stinking podcast. Oh, no.
Rob Spiewak.
No, got a plan of saying, Rob. The show is a...
The man himself, Mike O'Mara.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Immediately, immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
How about Todd Moore?
Little bastard shot me in the ass.
Tony Perkins.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Oh, no.
And let's not forget Gary Stein.
It is my privilege to extend to you a laurel. And hearty handshake.
So why haven't you downloaded the TMOS app yet? You do it for Randolph Scott.
Marcus Serta's best promo ever. Mm-hmm. And I've chosen it on purpose because I wanted to see Tony's face when he heard his reference.
That is great.
It was worth it.
Hey, let me ask you something. Are you ready to upgrade your lifestyle and leave boring behind? I am. Oh, count on it. All while getting the best prices on the web at the same time. TouchOfModern.com has all the latest trends. Go to TouchOfModern.com, and I tell you, you will sit there for 3 hours surfing the net like you've never surfed before. It's an incredible website with such amazing stuff. Whether it's fashion, tech, or decor, Touch of Modern has it all, and they have it at the best price. Touch of Modern is always changing. Each item on the site is hand-selected to grab your attention. That's why I linger longer there. Touch of Modern. Go there now. Timeless and unique products from top designers and all at the best prices online, anywhere, guaranteed. It's the best browsing website ever. Touch of Modern scours the globe to find unique design-focused products to elevate your style, jaw-dropping tech gadgets and gear, sleek iPhone cases and accessories, dazzling new and vintage watches. They got it all. Tons of new sales launch literally every day. Touch of Modern is the one website to discover and elevate anyone's lifestyle with a single click. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access to all these great deals when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because tomorrow it'll be different. That's how life rolls in the fast lane.
Thank you, Mike. And if you did not hear the front of the show, I don't know why you'd be listening to a podcast halfway through. Oh, this would be for our broadcast partners.
Yes.
Mike, we'll be back in studio tomorrow. Woo-hoo! How about that? Woo-hoo! But until then, Oscar Rotzi, here is Oscar.
Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay, fellas.
Hi, Oscar.
Jennifer Aniston says enough is enough.
In what way?
It must be hard being a celebrity because, and I really don't think this perspective, but you really, as far as a female is concerned, being judged all the time, right?
Sure.
So the story broke just yesterday. She went on to the Huffington Post saying enough is enough. She's tired of people using body image as some sort of weapon, right?
Yes.
And she was photographed on the beach with her husband, and all these pregnancy rumors started coming out in the tabloids.
But she's still so hot.
And think about it. If you're not pregnant and someone's judging you about it, and it's on the cover of these tabloids in every supermarket across the country, that's got to be, like, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're a celebrity, that's got to be tough, right?
So I guess they just snapped, by luck, maybe, an unflattering shot.
Yes.
And so that they
first
started
first trimester,
flooding.
Baby bump.
Yeah.
But see, listen, with her, and I kid you not, they do this every 3 weeks. And for the last 20 years, really, she's been married, not getting married, pregnant. I mean, going in the supermarkets, every other week she's pregnant.
Yeah. And some say that fame kind of brings that attention on you, so that's kind of the downside of it.
Yeah.
But I really believe that, you know, as far as, you know, her context, she's right. But and she shouldn't have to put a statement out every time she gains a few LBs.
You know what's good about this is that most celebrities have some sort of smudge on their record, something yes. that makes people dislike them.
Yeah.
She has come through and been famous for a long time
yes.
without really getting any sort of bad reputation. So if she can come out and make this statement, if it makes the overall situation better for other celebrities, maybe she is a good spokesmodel for
the
this.
The only thing that's gotten in her way is some of her movies.
Exactly.
True. Absolutely.
And that is pretty sad.
From that to the fish bra, people.
What?
Yes.
The fish bra?
Yeah, fair and balanced here, Tony. Look, when you take a topless photo holding a fish in front of your chest, this is for females,
yeah.
right? And that's a look.
Thank you for specifying.
It depends on the man.
I'm going to pass these pictures to you.
Okay.
I have seen these on Instagram.
This is great.
But I didn't really know it was a movement
this
summer.
So this is a thing?
It's
so
a
you
thing.
Catch a big fish, and then you can go topless
yeah.
with the fish across your chest, much like a censored bar.
Yes.
Oh. There's still something sexy about that.
This poor girl holding up what looks to be two eels vertically.
Yeah.
That's sad.
That's all, again, with body image. Well, yeah. Jennifer Aniston and her eels.
You know she's packing yeah. if she's got a mackerel with her.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Tuna.
Yeah, big tuna. Wonder what's behind those, but if you got two eels, you're just telling
that's
everybody
bad
right?
news. Yeah, or if you go to the pet store.
I thought that was interesting, so I'm not sure how Jennifer Aniston weighs in on that. But the fish bra, something
would,
big this summer.
I would say minimum nice size catfish.
I would think
right?
so. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, but
Finding Dory that, wouldn't do it.
Not no. like a river monster.
No.
Yeah, but
no,
something you
no,
see
no.
in the grocery store.
Shoot him, Elizabeth. Shoot him.
Taylor Swift news. By the way, if you're breaking down any sort of celebrity news, you have to beware about Swiddleston.
Swiddleston
yeah.
is huge. Always
do you know about
four.
This, Tony?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Are you reporting that on 10 o'clock news?
Thankfully, I've been able to keep that out of the show.
That smells more like an 11 o'clock news story
yes.
to me.
Or a Good Day DC story.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
yes. Excellent.
Oh, I saw them fighting yeah. through that this morning. So,
what a horrible thing to say.
Well, so, I feel the same way. I felt like the anchor that said, I can't believe that we're spending so much time on this,
yeah.
right.
is really this power couple that we thought was, kind of a farce and a setup for the media play. We were being trolled. No, it really looks like this is a real couple.
It does.
Right?
And I think
and
the
now
turning
they're on
point,
social media fighting about it.
The turning point for me is when... after we watched for a week or a week and a half of it looks like they're a couple,
right?
When they finally said they were a couple, then they can be held accountable. Because before that, it was interpretation,
yeah.
and after that, it becomes a lie.
I still don't believe it.
Nor do I care.
Well, she was with Calvin Harris up until, what,
you,
late May,
yeah.
June?
Yeah.
And now she's all hot and heavy with this guy,
yeah.
and they've met the parents and stuff. You can't be that much in love and ready to commit that quickly.
That's what she does.
Yeah, well, you can yeah. if you made over $170 million over the past year.
Well,
Taylor
year?
Swift.
Let me tell you what. I will bet you before this year is out, they're not a couple.
Yeah. Because
smart money.
Every time that she gets into a relationship, this is going to be fun for 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you leave, here's your Porsche.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
I get the feeling she has to, it has to be a relationship before she'll do the deed.
Right.
I think.
Probably.
Some people are like that.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, but okay, look. You
I
still
think he's like that.
Who wouldn't want to? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? He's playing
yeah,
hard to get.
Yeah.
I was thinking this when I read this story and I heard the update this morning. I said, they're in Australia now. He's filming Thor, right?
Yes.
And do they take her private jet or do they take the studio's private jet? Or does she want to be the common woman? He's like, oh, he's flying. He doesn't have Taylor Swift money, right?
Right.
Right.
He's an actor, but a working actor, but not that those type of dollars. Like, how do you set that up? Like, oh, look, I want to pay for these. Let's take a first class.
I'm going to say corporate jet.
Corporate jet.
Yes.
I'm going to say corporate jet and that they have Taylor Swift's jet follow in case it breaks down.
Or in case they break up.
That's also true.
Right, right.
Matt Dotson, go to Leesburg Mall and figure that out, please. Yeah, one more, if you don't mind.
Please.
Also, and really, as far as celebrities concerned, like you're making $170 million. That's more than some companies,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
That are really, they're on the exchange.
Yeah, many podcasts don't earn
yeah.
that.
Weird.
I'll leave you with this on your Wednesday. This is
Thursday.
This is Thursday.
Loopy.
New soda infused with Krispy Kreme donuts.
Hold it. Stop the music. What is this?
A new soda infused with Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh, I'm in.
Rob is standing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Without standing.
Cheerwine and Krispy Kreme have gotten together.
Cheerwine?
Yes.
Oh, I love Cheerwine.
A cherry and donut flavored soda.
Oh, my God.
It's only going to be available in North and South Carolina, and it's not clear if it's ever going nationwide.
Oh, I'll make the ride.
Wow.
Well, I mean, Cheerwine, it tastes sort of like cherry. Mostly it just tastes red. Mm-hmm.
That's what we used to say when we were kids. What flavor do you want? Red.
Red. But you know what? I can actually see that working, but there's a problem. I'm going to have to get a bigger pill organizer. Hasn't stopped me before. Sounds fantastic. Thank you, Oscar.
Oh, my pleasure.
We'll do an audio vault after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
And Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm still Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, let's roll it. This is the procedure for removing ingrown toenails. He is hovering. The scalpel is hovering over the toe.
He's not doing anything yet.
Because he's talking about the prep work. That's blood! He's made like an L-shaped incision.
Okay, what's wrong with your side?
Is he going to cut the toe off?
Oh, my God.
He's going around to the backside of the toe. Aye! What's he going to do?
Why is he doing that?
Is this a real doctor? No, stop.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Available right now. Check it out. The current episode, Two Guys, One Toenail. As they watch that surgery on the air. Fantastic.
It is so funny.
A great episode, Tony. All right, Amazon, folks, we're in the dead of summer. Sizzling heat. There are many things you need to stay cool. Amazon has them all. How are they doing, Oscar?
Well, I got to commend everyone that was on the Amazon Prime bandwagon, right?
Their second biggest day ever, right?
So cool to see the way people were shopping. I picked up a Roomba for 44% off right there through Amazon. Now, you may wonder, Oscar, where are you going to use that? I don't know, but it was such a great deal because my floors don't really have any carpet.
I don't know what a Roomba is.
Robot vacuum machine.
Ah.
Yes.
You put it in and it learns your floor plan and it just goes around.
I have people for that.
Did you see the Latino down the street vacuums his own floor? He's got the little robot.
I think it's cute.
Don't they know we pay people to do that? I can't believe you just said that.
I'm kidding.
You need a house in the city? I know a guy, Tony. Send your people there. So, yes.
So they're doing a good job. Yes. So what we need to ask you folks is please keep it up. It's important to access Amazon through our portal. Because remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it helps us out a lot.
Tony has his people shop for him through the banner.
Yeah. Can you come in and click this, please? My mousing finger is exhausted.
It wants it twice. Double.
Let us open the audio vault for Thursday, July 14th, 2016. Okay.
Awesome.
Even though it opens Friday, Ghostbusters will play tonight. I guess the first show is like 7 p.m.
Yes.
And I'm thinking if I can grab a ticket online when I get home, I'm going to take Robert.
Yeah, I have mixed emotions. I really want to get your perspective.
Because I was 13 when the first one came out. If I'm not mistaken, it was the same summer as The Karate Kid.
Ooh.
And there was a lot of headbutting among my crowd of friends saying, which is the better movie? And I think in retrospect, they've both proven to be classics.
Yes.
I watched Ghostbusters not long ago. It creaks a little bit.
Yes, it does. I watched it too.
But it's still funny.
Yes,
and it's
it
a
is.
Good story.
Yes, it is.
And sometimes, now that we are, so many years removed from it, people forget this. There was litigation that settled out of court because Huey Lewis, sued Ray Parker Jr. because Ghostbusters sounded just like I Want a New Drug.
That's right. I forgot that.
And I hadn't thought about this in a long time. Googled it and came up. Someone did a mashup just for the premiere.
Wow.
And I know that I'm sure that Ray Parker Jr. pleased his punch that it's coming back up. But they did settle out of court. Rumors have it. Big dollars.
Whoa.
But if you don't think they sound alike, check this out. And maybe a year and a half, 2 years apart on
right,
the chart.
Right.
Man.
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
Yeah, and almost no pitching done.
Not the same song. I didn't realize. Wow.
That's pretty amazing.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it? And you wonder... Makes me feel that Ray Parker is pretty lucky he settled out of court. We've become more litigious musically, and I think that had this happened nowadays...
Forget about it.
Yeah, there would have been big stuff going on, especially going after a movie company.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I just heard an interview, and it's one of these top artists. They were mixing a song in the studio. I think maybe you told
us. Told you about it.
Tell Tony. Let him...
They were mixing down a song, and they said, uh-oh, this sounds just like Lowrider by War.
Yeah.
And they said... We don't even want to fool with it. So what they did, they had seven writers listed on the original song. They listed every member of War. So this country song has 14 writers listed on it.
Oh, my goodness.
So they will split the whatever royalties come, but it avoids getting them in court.
Absolutely.
And
that's
it happened with the Rolling Stones
as well. Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. There's one Rolling Stone song where it's Mick and Keith and Katie Lang.
It's the one that sounds like Constant Craving.
Right,
yeah, exactly. Wow. So anyway, so there's that. Luckily, the new Ghostbusters song that is Missy Elliott and Fall Out Boy, no one will admit to wanting to sound like that. Because Julia, my daughter Julia, Tony, is 15 and is the world's biggest Fall Out Boy fan.
Uh-huh.
And we played it and she went, oh, no.
Odd mix of people. Anyway.
Yeah, well, they want to appeal to everybody and instead they alienated everybody. Yeah. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Oscar watches Game of Thrones. Everybody in the world watches Game of Thrones. Not me. So this is very handy. HBO has released a film recapping what's happened thus far. And it's hosted by Sam Jackson.
Okay, newbie, we've only got a few minutes and a lot to cover, so listen up. The first thing you need to know about this world is... No, not dragons. Those dragons. Focus. The seasons in this place last a ridiculously long time, so when we start this, everyone has just come out of a long, long summer. So let's just say they ain't too happy about winter coming.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
Stop that. You're making me uncomfortable.
Over in Westeros, Lord Eddard Stark, a.k.a. Ned, is asked by his friend, the king, Robert Baratheon, to be the hand of the king, a.k.a. right-hand man. Ned doesn't want to go, but that's his boy. So he uproots his family and heads to King's Landing. Nice family, right? Don't get attached. I'm just saying. Over on Essos, the exiled children of House Targaryen want King Robert dead and the throne back in their family. Daenerys Targaryen gets married off to Khal Drogo, leader of the Dothraki, in exchange for using their bad army to take the throne back. At least, that was the plan. Now, over on that big ice wall, Jon Snow, Ned's illegitimate son, and the rest of the Night's Watch are really getting worried about the wildlings on the other side. And these are cold.
So it actually goes on
that
quite a bit.
That is awesome.
What great marketing.
I gotta have Shannon's got to listen to that because she asks me questions throughout the entire show. I'm like, I don't even know what's going on.
Right.
Let's enjoy the ride.
When you see the video support of his narration, you actually begin to understand.
Yeah, and it makes it more relatable.
It does. It does.
Just quickly, the battle scene in the penultimate episode, that was just crucial. Have you seen it already?
I have not seen that.
Okay, oh my God. So there's a pretty pivotal scene.
Mm-hmm.
She pauses it and says, okay, like right as he's going to battle and something big's about to happen. She paused. She goes, can you explain to me why the mother of dragons? I said, this is an action scene.
Right.
There's no way you pause it right there.
Can I explain it after this?
Yeah. Here's Sam
and by
L.
By the way, the answer was no.
Sam L's going to break everything down for you, babe. Bottom line.
That's so cool. So check it out.
I can find it on YouTube.
Yeah, absolutely. Through HBO. is there any guy that seems to have caught more lucky breaks in the last 18 months than John Cena? He just seems bulletproof. Everything he does is great. He did that wonderful video over 4th of July that many people didn't click on because they assumed it was some sort of wrestling promo.
Right.
And by the time they watch it, they realize this is a really valid
Solid, positive message
of acceptance. And then he was great in the Amy Schumer movie.
Trainwreck.
And he also, last night, when there was a great viral video of him busting out of walls during a cell phone promotion where they had John Cena fans in a cell phone store that was so great for kids. And when he surprised adults that cried, it made you feel like, what creeps? But... he's really, really just, I think he's a superstar.
I love him.
And he's done so many good things behind the scenes as well. He was the host of the ESPYs last night. And once again, he comes out and he dazzles. This is really strong material in his opening monologue.
There's a super bacteria recently found in Rio, just what the Olympics needed. Another way for Bob Costas to catch pink eye. I like this audience. They're really good.
Nice.
Irish golfers Rory McIlroy, Graham McDowell, and Shane Lowry pulled out of the Olympics because of the Zika virus, which is surprising because the Irish aren't really known for pulling out.
I love him. I think he's great.
Those ESPYs, I honestly had forgotten about him. Then I'm watching them last night, and I'm like, whoa. Like, this is star power, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't have watched them, except I tuned in hoping to see the middle. And it had been... preempted.
I saw someone on Twitter comment that they're really brilliant because they come on the one night of the year. There's no sporting event whatsoever.
Right.
And they make you care and you watch this thing and they do a real good job with
there's
it.
There's nothing on TV.
Right, that's right.
Quite literally nothing on TV. All right. We've tried to stay away from Pokemon Go, but when I'm watching Conan, I got to go with this. Poor Conan, staying current, but he doesn't know what he's talking about.
A man in Oregon got stabbed while playing Pokemon Go and refused medical treatment in order to keep playing. He leaves a wife, two kids, and six Squirtles. I don't even know. These punchlines, I don't even understand. People are already describing themselves as being seriously addicted to Pokemon Go. The problem is when they check into a rehab facility, the first thing they see are two Pikachus and a Jigglypuff. Again, I don't know what that is.
I really wish we had Johnny Carson back just the long enough for him to say, two Pikachus and a Jigglypuff. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody. How can we thank Tony enough for coming in today?
Oh, we can let him leave, probably. He's sweating in here. He's got to be on TV.
I love it. Thank you, guys. Anytime you want me here, I'm here.
You absolutely rule, Tony.
And congratulations
so
on 100 great episodes.
Thank you very much.
Can't
for
wait
everything.
For 100 more. Tony Perkins. He'll be on your Magic Box tonight on Channel 5, WTTG, Fox 5. Check it out. It's great stuff. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, we do the mailbag every Thursday. Send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, except it's Thursday, send it along to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth, so tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Tony Perkins and Pony Boy and Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Matt Dotson, nice job on your piece today. We appreciate it. And Rob Spiewak saying to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, and here's something novel, an episode with Mike on it. We will see you then. So ciao. Long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Remember, remember the 5th of November.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.